RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport
with a side of carry-on.
Calling on my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
All right, welcome to it. Here we are at the Weekend Huddle on a Saturday morning. Another beautiful day in Perth. It's like summer has never left us. And we are on the eve of Western Derby 58. Dan, good morning.
Well, it's tonight.
Yeah, Tommy, your calendar's all wrong. It's not tomorrow.
Do you know what, though? It feels like we're on the eve of it because of the excitement. And that always hits you the night before. It's actually game day today. It is happening. Mm. Did you see the social media clip from West Coast? None of the boys knew what derby number we were up to.
I saw that, yeah.
Derby 58. Who's doing the call tonight?
That's me.
Rhino's bumped me again.
You said you were doing something at the game tonight.
Yeah, I got a four-hour preview.
We're doing a big preview. If you want to listen to Triple M later.
Wear your sunscreen, Tommy.
Yeah. It's going to be
tough. Out on the concrete out there, just getting reflected off. We are from 4 o'clock. The call team, Rhino, Lockie, myself, Ember Zave, will be out the front just between the train station and the gates.
Yep. Take any shirts you want signed by Zave. He's still giving out signatures.
He loves doing that. So on air from 4.
I could sign umbrellas if you've got any Channel 7 umbrellas you'd like.
Or any telephone badges, Rhino can sign.
On air for 4. From that, and then the game from 6. And of course, a big day in the racing world today.
Yes.
The $5 million quokka.
Yes.
Ryan got bumped from the MC duties this year.
I did, actually. Yes.
I
did.
We'll talk a little bit more about this later because all the ads that kept popping up on my social media feed through the week of quokka, 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 I thought something was happening over at Rottnest. Why would you call a horse race the quokka?
You thought, what were you thinking it was? Did you think it was a quokka race, like a race of quokkas?
I just thought something was happening at Rottnest.
Yep.
And it had to do with quokkas, and there maybe was a race of some sort. Was it cycling? I don't know. Then I found out it was horse racing, and it's the biggest race in WA this weekend.
Shout out to the marketing teams, obviously cutting through.
We're not getting to Danny. She's the market that you need
just,
a target.
I'm a bit confused, but we'll dissect it a little bit later. We've got Britt Taylor on the show today.
The queen of the track here in Perth. She'll be on to hopefully give us the winner. $5 million race. And just before, have you noticed something new for me?
Yes,
a different shirt.
Actually, both of you have very crisp. Yeah. Kel and Vinka have done your washing and ironing impeccably.
Well, this is actually brand new. I took the feedback last week.
Yes.
See? Feedback's your friend.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Bagged me for my shirt.
Stretching out. Look, it's nice too. Feel comfortable?
No dandruff
it's
or
not crunchy.
bits of tissue on it.
All you're missing now is your SAS Australia cap. you're not here. It's an army green.
Ready to go. So Britt Taylor's coming up. Jared Schofield after 8. And I just found a pair of derby tickets floating around.
Hey, they're probably the last two tickets in town, Tommy.
Yeah, we'll give them away as well between now and 10 o'clock. Sold out Western Derby number 58, live right here on Triple M from 4 o'clock. The game at 6. It's your Weekend Huddle. Good morning. Of course, the derby tonight. I was just telling the guys in the paper today, the West have ranked from 1 to 360-something every player to ever play in a Western Derby.
As in their performance in derbies or
I feel
over
so
career,
sorry.
Just their career.
I feel so sorry for the person that got
who's 365?
Told to do that.
I'll let you know.
I've got three questions.
Okay.
Who's 365?
I can get that
for
you.
I've got four questions. Who's one? And where do our boys rank? Where's Embers? Where's Zay?
Yes.
Where are they in the list?
Where's Luke?
Where's Luke?
Well, Luke's high up. Very high.
Jeez, Luke got close to winning the medal a few times, I reckon, as well. Well, he used to kiss me when he left the house and go, babe, I'll bring the Roscoe home tonight. And he never did. Because the thing was that I would sleep in his plain jumper if he got it. But never will now. So those days are done.
Now, what's that all about?
I said I'd go, if he won the Ross Glendening medal, I would go to bed in his plain jumper that night as a bit of a.
The one he wore
as
in
a
the
bit
game.
Of a,
yeah.
As
like
a bit of a,
well done. I'll sleep in it if you win it. So go out there. It'd be funny.
That was a thing for him.
Yeah, looks right?
Well,
fetishes.
Not really a thing. But
so when he played well, you'd wear the jumper, you'd go to bed. It was a thing.
You'd go to bed with ice on your hammies, a strap around your knee, the ice machine on. Really romantic.
Those jumpers smelt really good too after a long game of footy.
Well, if you like freshly mowed lawn, like, you know, that smell of the grass.
That's
you spent so much time on the ground getting those grounds.
Hard
all
balls,
right, shut
he
up,
did.
Danny.
He did, he
Danny keeps opening doors for us to step
through. I know.
I'm not doing it this morning. last night, a cracking game of footy. Unfortunately for Crows fans, they went down again.
It's Friday night footy from the Adelaide Oval. It's Adelaide taking on the Bombers. Stringer, he's got some space. He got away from Keane. Can they put him away? Will they Kent with kicks like that. Gresham, blind turn. Oh. Couldn't get beat the ball. Jones, Kent. Opportunity, Langford.
Goal.
Oh, breaking away with other balls.
Merritt.
I've got to go. It's Merritt off the back of the pack. Goldstein gives it off to Martin. He pulls the trigger from 52. Oh, and he shoots true.
Essendon win. The Bombers have toughed it out by 3 points.
Yeah, 3-point win to Essendon, who, geez, Adelaide, man, that's a tough loss for them. At home, in front of their fans, they're now 1-5 to start the year. This is a team that missed the finals by, you could say it, a bad umpiring decision last year. A lot of people had them bouncing, re-signed their coach, Matthew Nix, for an extra 2 years just a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of hope, but I can tell you, you don't make finals from 1-5. It just doesn't happen. Like, they're not going to play finals at all. You can put a line through them. So that is really flattening if you're a Crows fan.
You've buried the lead here. The big talking point was the big man Draper at the end of the game.
Oh, that was shocking. That was shocking. So let's describe it, Tommy. If people haven't seen the game, there's 10 seconds left. The ball's deep in Adelaide's forward line. They need a goal to win.
Yes.
Go.
It's like he was a seal. Or maybe a dolphin. Do you know how they like flap up and down? And he's dove on the footy and just laid on it in front of goal. And then Tex is coming over the top and just held the ball in. It looked like a very obvious holding the ball decision. But umpires will rarely pay that with 10 seconds to go in front of goal.
That was clear. He had zero intent to get the ball out. It was like he was a pancake and it was the little strawberry on top like the ball was underneath. It was bizarre. And no one really jumped on him. Yeah. So, like, there was one Crows player who got on top to basically call ball. Nothing.
And to rub it in just after that, as he was running back to the middle, he, like, did it again by himself to, like, the Crows fans just rub it in, just dove on the ground by himself with no arms again.
I missed that.
He was really kind of rubbing it in. He spoke after the game. Here's him and BT down in the rooms.
Let's just have a look at the monitor over here. Let's have a look at it over here and we'll have a quick look at it and see what it looks like from here because I haven't seen it either since it actually happened. So here we go. Ball in dispute there. Did well to get on it and sandbag it.
What else can I do? Well, makes up for the one at halftime they gave the Crows.
Okay. Oh, he had to make a name for himself, Dre, because he had a stinker.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a great start to his season. He's a cult hero for Essendon, but he hasn't had a great start. But, hey, it's a win. This is the thing with these results, right? And it's the same with Fremantle against Carlton. When these decisions decide games, after a few weeks, everyone forgets. That's your record. It's too bad. Like, that's how it works.
Essendon had way more scoring shots, like 20 more inside 50s. Yep. So they dominated the game. The Crows weren't good enough. They lost. But by the letter of the law, that should have been holding the ball.
Absolutely.
And who knows, Tex might have missed the goal anyway. So,
well, that's true.
You're working in these hypotheticals, but it's tough for them. But the Bombers, though, they're back because we thought we'd written them off a couple of weeks ago. So they're back kind of doing
unpredictable
quite well.
Side, the Bombers, this year. They're one of those teams that when it comes to your tipping every week, you're like, geez, are the good Bombers or the bad Bombers going to show up? They've got a lot of really solid players.
Yep.
Not too many superstars, but they're a pretty solid team.
Oh, they're going all right. All right, coming up after this bit of derby talk, I've got some players that both clubs might be interested in. They've released the free agent list.
So. Oh, you love this, Tommy.
I love this.
That's
stuff.
Like Christmas for
this
Tommy.
This is Tommy's WhatsApp beeps all week. It's just who we talking about, boys? What we got?
All right, it's the weekend huddle. Derby tickets still to come, 92.9 Triple M. Did you hear yesterday the GOAT 400 wrapped up?
Yes.
Oh, what was number one?
Foo Fighters were robbed. That's all I'll tell you,
well,
Rhino.
I think,
Fighters were robbed.
I think two was Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, that's a great
good song. Yeah. And number one, I think, was Eminem, Lose Yourself, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
See? Foo Fighters robbed.
Ah, that's a good song. Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself.
Song.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, calms are heavy. Oh, mate, come
Sorry,
on.
What? Mum's spaghetti.
Come on, Eminem. You're too aggressive. You're too worked up.
That's
and
why
just...
the red carpet's out here. Ryan thought it was for him.
I did think that.
Do you know what? I didn't enter via level two this morning. I went straight up to the rooftop for a coffee. Didn't see the red carpet because I would have also thought
so
it was.
The red carpet was here because this is a real radio idea.
Yeah.
They actually brought goats into the studio.
Oh, I like this. I like this.
There was goats in the studio.
I thought I saw one running around this morning.
There was an all-office email from the boss I saw this morning because I'm not here every day,
You're
so
kidding.
I missed it, saying, is there anyone allergic to goats?
No.
Because there's goats coming
scared of them.
Oh,
so if you have a goat phobia.
Well, some people don't like goats. So they're pretty aggressive
sure
at times.
Leave the
I'm
office.
Not a huge goat fan, no. I'll be honest.
It went well, though. Heaps of traction on the GOAT 400.
Yeah.
I'm sure the list will be out there somewhere.
I love those things. I love campaigns.
Yeah.
All right.
More of
so, we spoke last week about Liam Baker, mm-hmm. who is out of contract at the end of the year. And you mentioned, Rhino, that West Coast and Frio are keen.
Yeah, so they were, well, a bit of history. They were keen 2 years ago when he was out of contract last time. The waters were tested by Baker. He had a look. He had a chat to both Fremantle, both West Coast, decided, you know what, I love Richmond. I want to stay here. He's now part of their leadership group. They love him. Adam Uze said 2 weeks ago, we'll give him whatever he wants to stay, because he was very, very good against Sydney when they won that game. Look, when you've got a guy like Liam Baker, who's a country kid from Pingaring, he's not from Perth as such, so it's not like he'd be coming home to his home. Mm. You know, his home is 3 hours out of Perth, 3.5 hours out of Perth, so take that into account too. But the Fremantle Dockers are very, very keen on Liam Baker, as they should be. They would want to pry him away from Richmond. West Coast would like to as well, but it's a very different circumstance. You have to trade for Liam Baker because he is not a free agent. Fremantle have 3 first-round draft picks. It would probably take one of those picks to get Liam Baker, I would say. West Coast would have to give their number one pick, which would probably be a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't do that for Liam Baker. So it's much easier for Fremantle to facilitate a trade. And to be honest, he probably makes more sense for Fremantle given where their list is at.
Okay.
And then former Richmond captain Trent Cotchin spoke on 7 during the week. And this was his interesting take on whether Dusty Martin and Liam Baker would be at Richmond next year.
Will either Dusty Martin or Liam Baker be wearing different colours to a Richmond jumper next year, Trent Cotchin?
I believe that one of them, if not both, will not be in Richmond colours next year.
Whoa.
Well, the numbers being thrown around for Bakes.
Who, where?
Well, Baker, the numbers that I'm hearing from West are pretty significant.
I believe that Cotchin would know stuff. I don't know about the numbers being stupid. People are throwing around giant sums. They're saying millions of dollars.
Also,
it's not that much money.
Well, are we looking into one, if not both of them? Could that just mean that this is Dusty's last season?
No, I mean, I think he honed in on Baker there at the end. And I think, and look, trust me, there's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of noise about it. I know they're going to be sitting down, Liam Baker and Richmond are going to be sitting down in a couple of weeks to talk about it after round 8. So that'll give us some more insight. If he signs pretty quickly after that, I think we'll know. My gut still says he stays at Richmond. I said that.
Really?
I've said that all along. But I think if he does leave, I think it's going to be Fremantle. Oh, so
former captain said he's gone.
Well, I think he says the money, right? Now, that just comes down to, can Richmond match the money? Can they get close enough? How much is the loyalty factor worth? One club, all that stuff. So there's going to be a lot of factors in this. There's no decisions made.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. We got Derby tickets to give away still to come up in the next, well, probably half an hour. And then also after 8 o'clock inside the Eagles camp with Jared Schofield. And we'll get the latest with Britt Taylor not too far away for the Quokka. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's weekend huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
We have a set of Derby tickets to give away very shortly. Sold out. Can't remember the last time the Derby was sold out.
Sold out, I think, on Monday. It was done.
This is prime time. Saturday prime night, time. 6 o'clock.
Massive game.
Harley Reid show in full force.
And if you are keen before the Derby, there's a lot of sporting action happening in Perth today, Tommy.
There is. So at 3:45 at Ascot, so you could go to there first.
Yep.
Then come across and see Ryan and I for the OB from 4.
Perfect timing, actually. It's actually perfect timing.
Perfect timing. So there's a $5 million horse race. It's called the Quokka. And no, Danny, it's not a race of quokkas on Rottnest Island.
What a wonderful name. The Quokka.
I like it too,
I feel sorry for the quokkas at Rottnest Island. Like, do they even know what they're being...
I think the head quokka negotiated a contract. I'm pretty sure.
So it's worth $5 million. It's the richest race in WA and one of the top 5, I think, in the country. And, well, the queen of the WA turf joins us now, former host of this show. Good morning, Britt Taylor.
Hey, Britt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fantastic, Britt. Now, Danny's just packing her bags to get on the ferry to go to Rotto for the quokka race. She's very excited about this. Can you tell her which of the quokkas is the favourite today?
She wouldn't be the first person. Last year, trainer Simon Miller had the favourite for the race, Amelia's Jewel. And obviously it was such a big hype, like going into the biggest WA race ever, a lot of pressure on him, and his 4-year-old daughter came to the races and she was so disappointed because she realised at the races that it wasn't a quokka race. The little quokkas were going to be running around. So you're not the first one, Danny.
I am absolutely with her. I am with her, and I think that there's a missed opportunity there for the punters at Ascot. to not have some quackers on the ground.
Just I'd like having to a race. They race pretty quickly at the pub for a chip, so I can make a market there.
Danny, you've had Britt, you've had a big week. I've seen the build-up. You've been at Rottnest. You've been on top of Optus Stadium.
It's a big week for Britt.
You've been hosting lunches, just getting paychecks left, right and centre. How's the build-up been? You must be super excited for this afternoon.
It's almost as good as Xavier Ellis looking for an invoice. it is a big build-up when you have an event like this here in Perth. It's, as you say, there's the big Western Trilogy launch at Optus Stadium because it's a tri-code slot race as well. So last night there was the harness race and Nullarbor. The night before it was the dogs and the sand groper. So it's nice to see three codes come together at a lunch like that. But I think the highlight for me was probably hanging over Optus Stadium. That's really fun. 42 metres above Optus. That's probably the best view you can get. Had a bit of fun. You wouldn't?
No, I don't. I could not think of anything worse. I'm not an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. I've done it. I hated every second of it. You had to do it on live TV for telethon. I was terrified. That vision will never see the light of day again. I can promise you that.
Well, I asked a lot of trainers, jockeys. I said, if the only way to get a slot in this $5 million race was to go out there and reach for a flag or something like that, would you do it? And a lot of them said no. They said, absolutely, categorically not. I said, it's a $5 million race. What do you mean you wouldn't do it?
So Brie, I'm not a horse punter.
Really?
What do you call yourself? A punter. I'm not a punter. So if I was keen to dabble today and have a look at who's racing, $5, that's sort of all Luke gives me on any of these race days because I have been known to blow my budget on Melbourne Cup Day. Which one's a favourite? Well, what are a couple of favourites for us?
Okay.
Don't look at me like that, Tommy. Why is that? What? Are you not meant to ask people who the favourite is?
No, just the way you got there. But you're in the right areas, okay. Dan. I like it. I'm all on board.
That's okay. We're getting there. And you watch. Tommy will have done form for weeks and days spent hours on this. And he won't find the winner. And Danny's going to open up the form book and she's going to say, I like that name.
I'm actually reinstalling my app now to just have a little fun. So go on.
Open it up. Have a look at the quokka and try to find. I don't think I'd talk you out of many if you wanted to back any of them in the quokka. It's that sort of race. The favourite to Amelia is Jewel, who ran second last year by a nostril. Like
She's writing it down, Britt. She's writing it down. She's writing Amelia's Jewel down.
That's the redemption story.
If we want to see her go one better this year, that's the redemption story. The reigning champ's the second favourite overpass. So East Coaster coming over to the West. But we want the money to stay local. There's a number of East Coasters and even a New Zealand runner. So we've got international flavour this year as well. So they're coming to try take our riches, so we'd like it to stay in Perth. So Amelia's Jewel is that one, but I honestly think it'll be King of Sparta.
King of Sparta. Write that down. It's a missed opportunity for you, Tommy, that you've got to be working at the Derby this afternoon because the Amelia Park Fashions on the Field runway is open to men.
Could have worn his T-shirt.
It's open to men and t-shirt. Women.
He's got a new T-shirt, Britt, which is just, you know, as you know, Tommy, he has two T-shirts in his rotation. He's out of the third. This is significant.
What colour is this one? I just want to get a visual.
Have a guess, Britt.
Green.
It's a nice khaki. Well, Vinka tells me I can only have dark colours.
Well, yes, because it matches your complexion.
It makes it slimmer.
Well, yeah, because Rhino's got a bright white T-shirt on today, and you look ghostly sick.
Britt, before we let you go, can you tell us the PG story? There's a horse in the race called Almighty Class, and its stable name is Bruce. Now, we found out during the week at the lunch that Ryan was ditched from after emceeing it last year in favour of Richo.
Cut. That's okay.
Can you do a PG version of why the stable name, Almighty Class, is Bruce?
Well, so each week on our podcast, we've been getting to know each of the horses a little bit more personally. So we've asked for their nicknames and, you know, there's Oscar, there's Keith, there's Bruce. And we get to know why they got their nickname, a little bit about their personality. We ask them if their horse was human, what they'd be like at a nightclub, and people have stories of how theirs would be the bouncer, theirs would be the first one to pull a girl, theirs would be the most handsome in the corner. But Bruce, we asked how did he get his name, and I'm conscious of the fact that there's probably children's sport and kids in the car at the moment, but they called him BD Bruce because when he went to have a pee the first time he came into the stable, they went Big D Bruce.
Oh.
And you better believe that the function on Wednesday when they found that out and all of a sudden Richo's making jokes about Bruce McAvaney that we weren't expecting. And all of a sudden in the room, a lot of people were introducing themselves as Bruce.
That's fantastic. Right.
Well, so why are you making us call you Bruce in studio?
Someone has to. Yeah. Britt, we appreciate your time. Early start out there today at Ascot. Snap, crackle and punt from about 11 o'clock. And the quokka is on at 3:45. Good luck. Have a great day.
Yeah, have fun, Britt. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good luck finding that winner, Danny. Just
Thanks, mate. I'll let you know. I'll text you later.
There's Britt Taylor. You can hear her on the Races WA podcast as well. Of course, one of our own. Also on the boundary for Triple M from Time to Dime. So 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. The Western Derby's on tonight. We are broadcasting live outside the gate A and B or something, in between the stadium and the train station.
It'll be the giant Triple M
banner.
If you want to come and have a listen, come say good day, that. We'll from when?
4.
4 o'clock.
2 hour preview, Rhino.
I was going to get there at 4:30, so I'm glad we've had this conversation.
Get Britt Taylor back on the phone about her horse advice, because apparently if using an app to have a friendly punt today.
With our friends Tab Touch, of course.
Once you add it to your slip and click the green confirm button, you can't go back and delete it.
I've accidentally spent
$55 and I only wanted to put $5 on a horse and I'm pissed off. Good way to start the weekend.
Gamble responsibly.
And when it says that, it actually says confirm and it says, are you sure? It gets you two.
that's when you should back out.
The race is until 3 o'clock.
Derby tickets to give away right now. 1-333-53, Danny.
1-333-53. The absolute, yes, your partner buys, all right? The crap your partner buys. Now, you guys would probably, you know, Kel and Vinka, what, the few parcels come to the house and you've had a look and gone, what is this?
Kel's usually pretty efficient.
I want to say that over the years, Luke's, you know, he's fallen victim to an Instagram ad. Right? Oh, so there was this one time
This is Luke. I can't imagine this would be him.
This is Luke. We had udies at one point in our life.
Okay.
Big, inconvenient udies that where do you store them once you've worn them? And
plus it doesn't
even get that cold here in winter that you wear those big udies, right?
Yeah.
Now, that was the first. The second that he's purchased were these big boxes arrived on the front doorstep. And I thought, what are they? He bought these lamps for our bedside table that looked like spaceships that were phone chargers, but also lamps that changed the three different shades.
Buzz Lightyear.
Honestly, our bedroom looked like a spaceship, okay? And I was pissed off because I didn't match the rest of the decor. So he's bought those.
I love that.
The list goes on, okay? But the latest one has tipped me over the edge because we've got two kids, a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and two dogs, one on three legs and one is about 10, right? So they're both over the age of 10. And Luke comes home with an aquarium.
Oh.
It's not funny, Tommy. We don't have anywhere to put the aquarium. It's on my kitchen bench with a filter that goes a subtle. So not only does the fridge do that overnight, but then I've got this aquarium now.
Can we question? How big is the aquarium?
So I'm going to say our kitchen bench is maybe, 1.5 metres in length, and the aquarium takes up a third of my bench
space. That's pretty significant.
Significant.
So who's looking
after
the fish?
Now, the lady at the fish shop wouldn't let us take them home until the aquarium water had been settled for a week because it's safe.
No, aquariums are a whole thing, Tommy.
As I've heard. Now, he's gone and put a little shark ornament in there.
You've got to have a shark ornament, Danny.
Yeah, but it just, A, it looks ugly, and B, the water's been sitting there for a week, because this happened last Saturday after the show, and it's gone that murky tinge.
Yeah.
Meaning, I have to now clean that tank, because Luke is not taking responsibility. So, 1-333-53, the crap that your partner buys.
Yes, and it could be your partner, it could be someone you live with at the time. I remember I was a young man, and I think I was 18 at the time, living out of home with a mate.
Yep.
We decided to go to the pound and buy a dog. We bought the world's worst dog. His name was Harvey. I loved him. God bless him. But my God, he was absolutely horrid. He was a runt. He was a mongrel. He was all of the bad things.
And you're renting as well,
right? We're renting. It was stupid. Within 6 months, we had handballed that dog off to my mum. He lived there for the next 5 years, terrorized by mum's life. poor old Harves moved in with mum, and mum was very kind to look after Harves.
Oh, mate.
This is just people sometimes they make decisions without the benefit of what things are going to happen in the future.
Nah, Luke knew what he was doing.
This has all fallen back. The novelty for the children has fallen back on me to take care of.
I love it.
And I'm just interested to see what other crap your partner's come home with and thought was a good idea. And we got Derby tickets to give away.
133353. What's that that your partner buys? We'll take your calls next. Derby tickets to give away as well. We'll do it straight after the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were number 2 on the GOAT 400 yesterday, Under the Bridge. This is Breaking the Girl. 123353, what is the that your partner buys? Maybe it's a fish tank, or maybe it's a rabid dog. It's your weekend huddle. Good morning. And, of course, the Derby tonight, 4 o'clock live on Triple M. And on 123353, Danny, we are doing the your partner or your buy that you regret.
Yes, look, and the thing is there are some things that your partner buys and it ends up being useful for everyone to enjoy. Mm. But Luke's got a habit of buying stuff that he sort of is into and just makes us all buy into it as well.
Sees the little ads on Instagram or whatever.
Yes, he gets sucked into the Instagram algorithms, go, this bloke's going to buy whatever I throw at him. So
it's probably
going to
get worse because the more stupid stuff he buys, the algorithm knows. And they're like, just throw everything at this
point. Yeah. He bought himself a bike with the imprints where you got to wear the certain shoes to ride it. Like, how inconvenient. No one else can ride that now. Like, I can't because I don't fit your shoe size. He's just a bit of a banana with it, right? The other day, actually, it was last week after the show, he took the kids to buy an aquarium. And it's taking up a third of our kitchen bench because we've got nowhere else to put it. Mm. That's now become my problem because he's not going to be cleaning a fish tank. He's got no time to clean the fish tank.
No,
so I've got 2 kids, 2 dogs, and 2 freaking goldfish.
Big Temu guy is Luke, just,
Temu,
just going through
yeah.
and buying stuff. Hey, a mate just texted me, Chris, listening in Melbourne, and so it's just a reminder. We had a big night and decided we wanted a table tennis table. So we bought one and picked it up the next day and realised we had nowhere to put it. So cleaned out the whole living room. And so for the next 6 months, all we had was a table tennis table in the middle
I love this.
Of our house. All right, let's go to the phones. Derby tickets up for grabs. Laurie's in Bicton.
Hey, Laurie.
Hello.
Laurie, what did your partner buy and you just went, wicked. Thank you for that. Now that's my problem.
Well, he collects a couple of things, actually. One is ukuleles. He just loves playing the ukulele and singing. And
how many ukuleles does he have, Laurie?
Oh, gosh. I think, he says 9 or 10, but I reckon there's more. And they're all different ones. You know, there's a banjo one and the soprano one and there's this and that.
And can he sing, Laurie?
Yeah, he loves singing.
Didn't realise ukuleles were so versatile, you know?
Soprano ukuleles? Well, they're not. They're terrible, Danny.
No, they're not.
they're good instruments. But the saddest collection he's got is he collects glass jugs. And because he's English, we call them jugs.
Jugs.
We'll go to garage sales or op shops and he'll come out with another one and I'll go, oh, my God, not another one. So we've got a huge cupboard that he's got them in, last count was 155.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? We might have to get Laurie to the Derby because her weekend does not sound riveting going around options looking for glass jugs. Mick in Forestfield. G'day, Mick.
Oh, was Mick there? Hopefully we try and get Mick in a second. There we go. Morning, Mick.
Hey, how are we, guys?
What's your partner Mick. Bought?
Oh, Ryan Daniels, you know all about this, mate. The missus with the bow tie.
Does she get a discount coupon like I do for being a regular visitor?
Hang on a minute. So like you, Mick, you know, like Ryan with Kel, you know, they're spending the money to make themselves look better, but doesn't that benefit you?
Well, it does. She's gorgeous, but I said to her the other day, you're going to have a sugar daddy soon because I'm going to look old and you're still going to be looking at your 20s.
Well, jump on in there too, mate. Get yourself a couple of jabs.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that, mate.
Oh, guys, thanks for the call, Mick. Brooke's in Wattle Grove. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Tell us what your partner's bought.
He is always picking up ridiculous things, but he's one of my absolute favourites was a jukebox that didn't work. He got it off Beer Economy, paid a carton for it. Absolute bargain.
Hang on a second. Did he know that it didn't work when he purchased? Well, why?
Absolutely. Yeah, because it was cool and he was going to get it fixed.
Of course.
So,
has he?
Of course. No, so it's now since left the house, but it was in the house for about 4 years. We moved house with it. It went into every single room in the house. The last place it was the bedroom.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
And I just, yeah, and I just was like, it's time to go. It lit up, and he just thought it was the coolest thing ever, and I was like, no.
Oh, so it would light up but not play any music. So yeah, it's yeah. Sort of, so what did you get back for it? Did he jump it back on Beer Economy and get a carton back, or what happened to the jukebox?
I think he ended up selling it. He made a bit of money off it, I think.
So it's a good buy then. Good buy. It's a good purchase.
What are you complaining about,
Brooke? I feel for Brooke because I know what it's like when stuff takes up room and you just and look at it going, I hate that. I know. Yes. And then you wonder why, Brooke. You go like a year and go, why do we still have that?
Yes, exactly. That is if a it wasn't up. So big, I could have, I reckon, moved it out the house without him even noticing.
All right, Brooke, should we send Brooke to the Derby?
I think we got to send Brooke to the Derby.
I think Brooke needs a night off.
Yeah, they'll play music there.
Yeah.
It'll actually work, Brooke.
Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Eagles or Dockers fan, Brooke?
Eagles.
Well, you're okay.
Good answer.
It might be a sad correct night for answer. You then.
No, I don't reckon.
It's going to be a good Derby, Tommy. It's going to be a big one.
You've got to stop saying that every week because then you bloody swallow your words when they beat Richmond, mate. So
yeah, well, one. Stuff. In the last 50 or something.
Stuff, yeah. Don't care. It's going to be a big game, Tommy.
Good luck tonight,
Brooke. Win's win. Good luck, Brooke.
Enjoy, Brooke. Have a great night.
Thanks. Heaps, guys.
92.9, Triple M. After 9, we'll dissect the Derby with Jared Schofield. We'll go inside the West Coast Eagles camp, and we'll see if we can find some more Derby tickets somewhere.
Yeah, can we?
To give away. 92.9, Triple M, your weekend huddle.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's weekend huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
All right, we are excited for the Derby today. Of course, tonight, Derby number 58, Rhino. And you missed
so good.
It. In the paper today, they've ranked every player who's ever played in the Derby from 1 to 360.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing this because because I want to see who's first, who's last. Oh. Where is Xavier Ellis? Because that's what I want to. Because how many derbies do you reckon Xavier would have played? Maybe one or two, wouldn't it?
Well, he's probably injured, wasn't he? Most likely.
I quite enjoyed hearing Ryan Crowley on the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie this week because, oh my God, something just got stuck in my throat.
Danny, there's a cough button there, mate.
No one needed to hear that. I apologise. Crowles was one of those players that, you know, you watched in derbies and you always waited to see his influence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So, who is he going to go to? Yes. Who is he going to tag? Who is he going to? Probably sometimes Luke.
And obviously when you're on the Eagles side of things, you're going, oh, Ryan Crowley, you know, because he tagged Luke a lot, right? Yeah. So interesting. I want to see that too.
All right, I'll look through the list in a second. I'll tell you where Crowles is, where Luke is, who's number one and who's number 365. But next up, though, inside the Eagles camp for the Derby tonight, we'll go to Jared Schofield. He's one of their assistant coaches.
He would have played in
there.
A few derbies too.
Yeah,
he would have. He played for both teams.
I wonder what number Scully is.
We'll find out before he comes
Jared
on. We'll let him know.
Played for Freo.
He did play for Fremantle, yes.
Did he?
Yes. One of 13 players to play at least one game for both clubs.
And
I'm ready for the quiz later.
Yes.
Put it that way.
He's ready to go. Big game. 4 o'clock. We are out the front of Optus Stadium for a big 2-hour preview. We'll get into the game there. Maybe Don Pike. Coming past the CEO this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
The game live from 6 o'clock tonight. 92.9 Triple M. Big day in Perth in sport. Of course, the Quokka, 3:45. And then the Derby's on tonight. Hey, we're just not too far away from getting Jared Schofield up from the West Coast Eagles. But we did mention in the West today, Rhino, they have ranked every player who's played in a Western Derby. Imagine sitting down to do this.
Jeez.
I want to know who they got to do it.
Like, I can tell you. From 1 to 364, and at the top of the article, the task was given to Jackson Barrett.
Jacko. He would have loved that.
Would have loved it. So if you want to throw, I'll give you the top couple first, and you kick off.
Jeez, that's a lot of people to write a synopsis on.
Yeah.
It is.
A lot.
Jacko's a good fella. Good journo.
No comments, just names, right? So I'll give you the top few. So Chris Judd, number one.
Mm.
Nat 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz at 3,
mm-hmm.
Pavitt 4, Djokovic 5, Cox at 6, Lachie Neal 7, Sam Mitchell at 8.
Brownlow medalists, four-time premiership player. No, but this is like your career.
Career.
It's nothing to do with derbies. It's just
if
the
you've
best
played in a
career.
Derby, who's the best players
the
to
best
play
player to have played in a derby?
Is Chris Judd. Yeah. And Sam Mitchell's very
Lachie Neal at 7.
Yeah. David Mundy at 9. Hayes will be at...
She's just filthy because Luke hasn't been mentioned yet.
So Hayes will be at 10. Kennedy at 11.
He's getting down the list.
Matera at 12. Yep. I'm just going to scroll down.
Jeez, Hayes would be happy to be ahead of JK.
Chris Mainwaring at 15.
Maney.
Peter Bell, 16. There he is there. 18, Luke Shuey.
Nice. I'm happy with that.
Top 20. Where was our man Zave? Are you on the list?
Top 20. So he's just in front of Aaron Sanderlands and Shannon Hearn. Now, the ones we want to know about. So... Andrew Embley.
Oh, come on.
34.
Oh, not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Not bad he'd for take Embers. That. Top You'll 35, take that.
Yeah. Top 30, we keep going. Top 35, Embers. Well done.
So he is behind Daniel Chick.
Chicky.
Chicky's in front of him.
Chicky ahead of Embers. Interesting call.
Yeah, and then Yeo and Sarong. And then we go down to find our man Zave. Now, you think Zave, premiership player.
Top 100, surely. You know,
surely he's in the top 100.
Top 100.
Well, Zave.
Top 150?
65.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Top 65.
So, geez, Jacko's been kind to him there, I reckon.
He's behind.
Who's he behind?
Behind Quinton Lynch.
Okay.
The Q-stick.
He's a premiership player too.
Behind Luke Ryan, Ashley McIntosh, Tim Kelly and Trent Crowde.
Who's he just in front of?
Behind Lewis Jenner.
Who's he just in front of?
That's this is the good one. Just in front of Brett Heady, Chris Lewis.
Geez, these are some of the greats of the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, going down. Now, shout out to number 364.
Oh, this is going to be unkind, though, because it'll be like a player who's like, you know, been a replacement player or something like that.
Justin Bollenhager.
Oh, the Bolognese. I remember that name. Yeah.
One of your favourites.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to
good strong name. Good strong name.
Good on him, Bollenhager.
Never heard of
him. Oogleagan.
Anyway, that's the list. You can check it out at the West if you want to find out what your favourite player is. A bit of Derby stuff. We love the Derby stuff, of course. It's on tonight. Derby number 58 live right here on Triple M. And Jared Schofield from the West Coast Eagles joins us next. Ahead of the Derby tonight, we're talking about the list, the ranking 1 to 364 in the most ridiculous list of all time the West has put out. And you said...
You love it. You've been talking about it all morning.
Oh, you said... Yeah. And where's your mate, Patrick
Well,
Nash?
Pat Nash that lived with us. I just wanted to ring him and make his morning, and he's made player 355.
Oh, well done, Patty.
And he's stoked about it too. Well so done. Good Fantastic. On you, Jacko.
All right, let's straighten things up. Because the Derby's on tonight, Western Derby 58, live right here on Triple M. Let's go inside the Eagles camp with their assistant coach and Jared Schofield. Morning, Jared.
Hey, Jared.
How you going, Dick? How you going?
Yeah, good. Jared's a wife, beautiful wife, Beck, made the midfield group a chalk mint slice after the win last week. So she's really showing up the coach's wife. So
well, get to work, Danny.
Well, if they win tonight, there's not much I can bake. I'm not a baker, but I'll have to dish something up.
Yeah, the little thing she used to do every now and then back in my port days and even back in my Subi days for the boys. And I came over for dinner a few weeks back. She promised them some mint slice if they perform well, let alone win. And as it turned out, Waffle won. And the boys won on the weekend, so you made a promise.
Yeah, your line's a bit scratchy, Jared. We should move around a bit and hopefully fix that up. Why you do that? Jared Schofield, 135.
On the list.
That's pretty good. Top 150.
Yeah, top 150.
That's good. Well, we just did some quick research, Scoey, and... turns out you played in three derbies. Am I right in saying that? And two of them for West Coast, one of them for Fremantle.
Well, you're good with the stats. I don't know. Maybe I know I played one for Fred. I think I might have played one for Fred back in back a long, long time ago. But they're always memorable games. They're big games. I played in the derbies and played in the showdowns in Adelaide, and they're big games. And the players definitely get themselves up for it.
So the occasion's obviously a big one. It feels like this derby in particular, more than the last couple of years, really means something. You guys coming off a really impressive win. Fremantle's had a couple of frustrating weeks where they've almost won games. Can you feel a bit of energy? I know you guys say it's a normal game, but I reckon this week it does feel like there's a bit of spice around town.
Oh, definitely. I think because of maybe the win-loss situation, though, this time last year, we'd come off a win against GWS and came out, and I think that was the game where we lost 10 in one game, and we were right in that game halfway through the last. And then when we fronted these guys later on the year, we lost by, I think, 1 point to Essendon, and we got belted by 100 points. So it's hard to get a read as to what the outcome will be. But all I can tell you is that the boys are up and about. They've been really united and galvanised over, obviously, challenging times, and getting a win just gives evidence and that belief to what we're chasing is there. And we've had a good week on the track, and we're looking forward to tonight.
And Dommy's back as well tonight, Scoey?
Yes, he is. He'll start as our sub. It's good to have him back. You know, he's one of those senior players that's had to battle some injuries over the last couple of years, but we've definitely missed his experience and his footy IQ on ground, and we're looking forward to when he steps foot on the park tonight.
Now, has it been hard to keep Luke out of the box there, because he's obviously probably taking all the claim for the great midfield work that's been happening since he moved into the stoppages.
Well, yeah, it was more about his boy Harley. Every coach has their favourites, and obviously he's got Harley right under his wing. But no, he's doing a wonderful job. I hope he's not neglecting his family time with you, Danny, because I know what it's like when you become a first time coach.
Wow.
All the hours that you put in to studying the opposition, especially at Stoppage, there's a lot of time that goes into it, but he's doing a wonderful job.
Well, we'll be honest, it got a bit weird when we drove down south not long ago and he had the laptop in the passenger seat, but that's okay. I've forgiven him for it.
I do remember that because I actually called him and yes. I swear he goes, I'm just coding on the way down south for a wedding. I said, mate, you got to have a break.
You're in charge of the midfield down there, and obviously Harley's made such an impact in his first five games. But I think sometimes fans forget how important it is to have players back from injury. And you've got Gov down back, but Elliot Yeo, so far this season, fully fit, it's been a couple of years, must make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, him fully fit, you know, he had a wonderful pre-season and off-season to really get into the start line to give him the opportunity to play every game this year. And he's probably exceeded expectations of where we thought he would be. We knew he's obviously a very good player, but some of his performances, and especially last week, have just been all Australian-like, you know, which is fantastic for the group. But the pleasing thing that I'm looking from Elliot is his leadership qualities. He sometimes can be very confronting in terms of demands that he puts on his teammates, but that's what you want. He challenges them, and he's a warrior, and he's really sort of taken the young fellas under his wing, and one being Harley Reid. You know, we looked closely last week. His connection with Harley in around the stoppage, even post-stoppage, it's just wonderful to see.
When Yoey's on, he's on, and it's good to watch.
Oh, yeah, he's big bull. The midfield battle's going to be probably the thing that usually does decide the game, let's be honest. It's Sean Darcy back in for the Fremantle Dockers. How are you expecting to counteract that mix of him and Jackson, two very different ruckmen, and Bailey Williams has got his work cut out for him?
Yeah, Bailey and Jack Williams have been doing really well for us with the absence of Flinney, but look, yeah, Darcy comes in if they go as selected. And, yeah, look, it's going to be challenging, but definitely feel our guys have progressed over the last month of football and they're giving us a real good contest. They might not win the hitouts, but they're giving us a contest is what we need. And it's up to our midfielders at ground level to support our rucks. But, yeah, we're going to have our challenges like we do every week. They're two fantastic ruckmen and their midfield's really firing. And, as you said, it's going to be – the game can be won or lost in around the stoppage in the contest.
Should be a cracking game. Good luck tonight, Jared. Wish you all the best. Hopefully for Eagles fans, you can make it two in a row.
Thanks, guys. Cheers, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Goey.
Thanks, Goey. I'll have the caramel slice ready and to go for Monday.
What would be your go-to?
Yeah, what is it?
Do you know, I cannot bake, honestly. I saw an Instagram video of a Cheerios with honey and peanut butter slice that you whack in the fridge.
Maybe that.
Something like that.
Maybe the best player could get the fish tank.
Yes,
give away that fish tank that Luke bought that you don't want.
Hey, we've got a special Western Derby themed Beat the Huddle next, Tommy. And we've got a couple of tickets to the Fall Guy premiere on April 22, the premiere of the Fall Guy.
And everyone needs someone to take the kids.
Well, just so everybody knows, I've spent the week researching the Derby, so I would pick me. I have full of Derby stats.
That's right. You don't know what's in my head.
Well, Carbo's out there and he's free over here. He's ready to go. 1-3-3-5-3, if you'd like to play Beat the Huddle. You can take on Danny.
Yep. The Derby Guru.
Or Ryan. And our best of five quiz and win that, premiere tickets. How about that? The Fall Guy starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in cinemas April 24. Double pass to the premiere. So you can be like Danny and walk down that red carpet. Mm-hmm. We'll do it next.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry on.
92.9 Triple M, your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Straight after us, the Saturday Rub will be taking over. And of course, the big derby broadcast from 4 o'clock.
I don't know how I feel about
tonight.
That name, the Saturday Rub.
I like it.
Yeah, what's wrong with it, mate?
You like a Saturday.
Mind out of the gutter, mate.
Tommy does an everyday rub.
Beat the huddle.
Well, you're at the huddle. The big huddle.
Taking a dark turn. All right, let's do this.
All right, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the huddle.
Big moment.
I really know how to throw you both off.
I didn't know what to say. And then I pressed the button didn't work.
Tommy's sweating over there.
I'm like, machine's not working. Are we still on air?
Sorry. Sweat patches under your arms. All right.
Beat the huddle. Best of five quiz. Take on Ryan or Danny. Up for grabs today. A premier double pass to see the Fallout Gay. And Josh from Wannanup has given us a call. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Joshy.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. You're a doctor's man, Joshy.
Yep. Hopefully we can get up.
Yeah, beautiful. I like it. All right, big question is, who would you like to take on? Ryan, I've been studying the Derby all week.
Literally my job.
Danny, I need to get rid of a fish tank shoey.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Danny on that one.
Smart, yeah, well,
yeah, really smart.
Well, that is, yeah, it's not that smart because I am clued up and ready to rock and roll, Joshy. So, Wannanup, you're south of Rockingham.
Down near Dawesville.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful part of the world.
Google's working nicely for you there, Danny.
Hence being a Dockers man.
Yes.
Yeah, the South, that's true. All right, let's get into this. These questions are difficult. Danny's got no hope at all. Okay, this one's pretty easy.
Your name is your buzzer, Josh.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Give me a loud Josh, just so I know what it sounds like.
Josh.
Okay, we like that.
Danny.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah, we know you're loud, mate.
We spent half our time trying to shut you up. Okay, right, first question. Are you ready to go? In round 21, 2000. We saw 15 suspensions, 15 players reprimanded in a game that is now known as what?
Josh,
go.
The Demolition Derby.
Bang. Good quick start from Joshy.
I forgot my name and I went, I meant to say Danny.
Yeah, your name's not
If you didn't get that one right.
Demo Derby. No.
That's the easy one, mate.
It's the one where Embers got, you know, didn't Embers get
something? They'll kick it, go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we have some audio here, Tommy, of something?
We'll come to that. Go to the next one.
Oh, you want me to skip? Okay. Yeah. Which former Eagle has polled the most Brownlow votes in derbies of all time? So the most Brownlow votes in all the derbies. Who has the most?
Danny.
Josh.
Oh, have a shot, Danny.
Jaddy.
Ba-barrel.
Oh, here we go.
Josh, you want to have a crack?
Go on, Josh.
I'd say Ben Cousins.
No, it was the third member of that famous midfield, Daniel Kerr. Daniel Kerr, yes.
Far out. You wouldn't read about it.
Okay. Right. We'll now have an audio question, I believe. Now, do we play the audio first? We do. We play the audio first.
Okay.
Listen to this audio.
Okay, Virgo.
Neymar
will be where the 50-metre line intersects the boundary. From 52 metres out, it's on the line.
Okay. All right. Now, Josh has gone early. He's said his name halfway through that audio. He doesn't know what the question is. Josh, just give me an answer.
I'm going to go Hayden Ballantyne hits the post.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes, Hayden Ballantyne was the question. Yes.
Are you allowed to ask? Okay. Hayden Ballantyne, go. Okay, cool. No, so what's that? 2-2-0?
When she starts losing, she gets so cranky.
I'm not cranky.
You notice the body language?
I just wanted to ask Josh his age.
How old are you, Josh?
Well, are you allowed to ask that?
Come on, how old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Oh, okay, we're on par. No, I just wanted to check sort of our age, like... Okay.
How would you feel if Josh asked you your age, mate?
I'd say 33. I'm cool with it. I'm down.
She's actually 37.
Okay, let's go. Come on, next question.
All right, next one. Josh is killing you. Which former Docker won the last Glendinning Allan Medal?
Danny. Caleb Sarong.
Former Docker.
God.
She danced as she answered that too. For those at home, she really thought
look
she had one.
Go,
let's bring us home,
out.
Joshy. Which former Docker won the last Glendinning Allan Medal?
That's a tough one. Former Docker.
Mm.
Go on, Josh.
He's won a couple, actually.
That means he doesn't play for him anymore, Josh.
He's won a couple.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who's moved on.
Mm. 5 seconds.
Brad Hill.
It is Lockie Schultz. Yeah. Now at Collingwood, of course, won two medals. Kicked 5 in the last one.
Schultzy.
Two to Josh, none to Danny.
All right,
first to three,
on.
Ryan.
Let's just go. Last question.
Which former Eagles forward holds the record for most goals in a single derby?
Danny.
Oh.
Cripper.
He still plays. It says former. Listen to the question, woman.
Sorry.
Do you want to have a crack at this, Joshua?
JK. He played for Collingwood and Essendon.
He played for a few clubs, this bloke.
So, I'd say it again.
Which former Eagles forward holds the record for most goals in a single derby?
Goals in a single derby.
Back in 2000, it was, that era.
Danny.
Big fella.
You've already guessed, mate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's his name? He played for the bloody... With a glove.
No, it's not Quinton Lynch. It's Scotty Cummings.
He said Scotty Cummings. I heard him.
Debilitating performance. Was it 2-1? Are we still 2-1?
It's 2-0.
2-0. Okay. All right. Here, let's give you a layup. What derby number is this tonight?
Danny. 58.
Okay, 2-1.
All right.
Kill me now.
All right, come on. This has got to be the last question.
Kill me now. Okay.
We've gone through every question on the page for you guys.
All right. What year?
Are you making up questions
at this point. What year was the first derby played? Josh, go.
Let's go 95.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Worst quiz ever.
No, listen, it's not the worst quiz ever. It's highly entertaining. Josh, you're a good opponent.
We were trying to give the public a lot more knowledge than what they had.
That's right. Yes, Josh wanted more radio time. We had fun. Hey, Josh, enjoy the Fall Guy premiere, April 22, Tommy. So enjoy that.
Good luck tonight, Josh. Thanks, watching Frio.
Yeah.
Josh might have thought he was winning derby tickets, but no, just going
to see the Fall Guy. Burjo's catchphrase, just coming up with your own bloody questions.
Well, I had to. You guys couldn't get anything right.
Far
Which
out.
Former player?
Caleb Sarong.
Just get the...
Well, I just miss you. You mumble a bit when you ask the questions. I miss the former.
Oxford Dictionary, the word former means...
Ex-player. Whatever. Also, no, Lockie Schultz.
When did Jamie Cripps retire? I missed that one.
Spare me.
Where does he run? Good gear. Joy Weekend Huddle. Saturday rub after us. We'll get stuck into that. A bit more footy and then the Western Derby special live broadcast from 4 o'clock.
Going to be big.
At the front of Optus before the game at 6.
Perfect weather for footy. Just the weather we've had at the moment is cracking.
This is set up for a big one. It's going to be a great afternoon. I can't wait to get down there. Come say g'day this afternoon. Tommy and I will be down there from 4 o'clock. Zave, Embers, Locke will all be there. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be great. Now, during the week, we saw a West Coast Eagles superstar who's making his way back from injury, and Liam Ryan was on the social media. Now, there was a video posted of him trying to sell some rugs, I think, right? And it came out, and Liam probably isn't the best public speaker, and he got a bit of kind of like hate stuff. It wasn't that great and stuff. And
yeah, so clearly what's happened here is that Liam's gone to buy a rug.
Yeah.
And this store has gone, hey, you're Liam Ryan.
This was from years ago, though.
Was it really?
Yes, it was a couple of years ago,
They've said, hey, if you do this video for us, you can have a rug for free, I'm assuming. Yeah. And then things have spiraled from there.
Yeah, so it wasn't like the greatest endorsement video you've seen. But what I like about it is there's been some backlash. And I like that Liam and StreetX have lent into it. And they've gone, well, if it's awkward, why not do it again and I'll get more people on side? So if you haven't heard it, here is the second take of Liam Ryan inside a StreetX store, somehow giving away rugs.
Hi there, Liam Ryan here. As you know, I like my carpets, so I'm down here at StreetX. I'm giving away 50 of these carpets Saturday at 10 a.m. Check out the shirt, good quality. See you there at 10 o'clock.
That's in 20 minutes. You better head down.
The funniest thing about it is that flying, that is how he is anyway.
Yeah.
So no matter how much they're saying, can you promote this for us or can you add a little bit of it, that's just how he's going to deliver
maximum.
Anytime.
That's the maximum flying.
You remember his goal of the year speech at the Brownlow?
Absolutely.
Right?
It was brilliant.
Man of many words.
Now, things can go wrong with endorsements, Tommy. Our friend Danny here constantly plugging things on Instagram. Yeah, sometimes she makes the right choices.
See the tent during the week?
Yeah, I did.
How good is that? How good is my new Oz tent?
Yeah, not an accident.
The trick is, though, she didn't talk in it. She put some music, just overlaid it.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I know I can talk. I got the gift of the gab. I don't want to oversell myself.
Well, people can make poor choices when it comes. I'm not saying that Oz Tent was a good choice by you. Sometimes you've made some poor ones.
You are right. There's people that sign up to things that might not quite align with their brand, but they do it because it's, you know.
Some famous ones over the years. The one that springs to mind for me was Peter Sumich back. Oh. Remember the old Tip Top ads?
My mum makes me eat a lot of things I don't want to, so that I'll grow up to be big and strong. But she doesn't have to force me to eat Tip Top White High Five because it's just like other white bread, but it's got 60% more fibre, so it's better for me.
Have you finished your lunch yet, Peter?
Yes, Mum.
Well, you can go out and play then.
Thanks, Mum.
Tip Top's the one. I've actually got a great story that links to that. Peter Sumich was my favourite player as a kid. One day at the Royal Show, I'm about 7 or 8 years old. Guess who walks past?
Sumer.
Peter Sumich. Run up and ask for a photo. This photo kept it for years. Guess what shirt he's wearing? Tip Top.
Oh, good
he's
one.
He's wearing the Tip Top shirt still.
You got that photo in case one day you made it to the AFL and it's like, you know, have the... Here's Ryan at four, now he's made it. Didn't happen for me. And of course, the Carlton great, the big coup de fides, because he could promote anything.
Oh, yeah, he was a marketing dream.
Like, oh, surely like an Aston Martin or, you know, a big housing estate. Remember when he did the souvlaki ad?
You hungry? You want something to eat? I've got something for you. Here you go. Whoa! What? You want a souvlaki? Well, you'll have to impress me, monkey.
Do you know what I love about this? Sumer and coup de fides, they've grown up with the cultural, you know, the ethnic backgrounds, yeah. And they're going, we'll get, mum, you want to get free Tip Top? You want to get free souvlaki? Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it for money, mum. We'll take care of the family.
You got to get paid.
All right, next up, though, we'll get stuck into the derby. The final word and maybe a couple of banners for each team. 92.9 Triple M. Oh, hello. We are talking for a 92.9 Triple M. There's Danny just chiming in a bit early. Weekend Huddle, of course, we started at 8. We're almost done and dusted. Every week you can find us here 8 to 10. And then after us, the Saturday rub. And this afternoon from 4, we are outside Optus Stadium. Myself, Lockie, Ryan, Embers, Zave. The Beast might swing past.
Oh, the big! We've got enough room for the Beast.
We'll try and fit him in. The Beast, of course, he's got his movie career kicking off. Just flew over this week as a... big part in a movie with a superhero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe Marvel.
You missed this last week.
Yeah. Could be in a Marvel movie.
He said the lead of the movie is an ex-superhero villain.
Oh. I like
superhero
this.
Superhero villain.
Always good intrigue anyway, with the Beast.
We thought we'd finish the show off today because we've talked about the Derby quite a lot. West Coast this year, one of Don Pike's great initiatives was bringing back the banner.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of the stupid blow-up turkey, as Zave calls it, and they brought back the banner. Now, I was talking about this and a friend of mine said, what you should do when you finish up your show each week is you should write a banner for the West Coast Eagles.
And you have done that. You've spent the week agonising over it, finalising. You had 30 different versions and this is the one you've come up with.
These are tongue-in-cheek, okay? So if you're going to take offence to it, well, unlucky, right?
Okay.
This has got everything you need if you're an Eagles fan.
Right. This is what the Eagles cheer squad should have put on the banner.
Should say today, after this round... we can extend Harley Reid. How many Hungry Jack stores will the Eagles need?
Oh, come on.
That is good gear.
He's insinuating that,
yeah,
that they would give Harley Hungry Jack stores
as many
to
as he
stay.
Wants.
It's, that's
well, that gets a sponsor in
wild
there.
Wild accusation.
Harley Reid.
Wild accusation. I don't think they're going to approve that.
I don't mind it, Tommy. The creativity just won't.
Not bad.
We'll never make it on a banner.
Yeah, good.
Now, you gave Danny and I 5 minutes' notice and said, can you do some banners? So we've done one, and I've done one for both clubs because
the dual threat, they call it. Well, you've got to MC both clubs' functions.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay, so here's Freo's, right? Yeah. Bear with me. I had 2 minutes to.
All right, sure. You'll get it.
Big Sean's back with the unicorn. Now it's time to give West Coast the horn.
Hey? Well, in horn, in what way, mate?
What do you mean, mate?
I stick it right up him.
Oh, you know, the horn. Jeez,
the unicorn's horn.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now West Coast. That was pretty.
Not bad.
That was
not bad. Not bad.
All right.
7 out of 10.
7.
We've got Elliot, Gov, and Harley. Freo should just miss the game and head to Bali. Come on! That's good!
We'll finish on the best.
Everyone in WA gets to pass.
I just set this up. Danny's put her hat backwards.
I wasn't aware we had to do one for Freo too, and that would have been fair, so I should have done one for Freo.
You didn't do one.
I said, you won't fly high when we shut you down. The Freo Hevo are back in town, but it wasn't very good. I wanted to be more creative.
Where's that sound?
They're back in town
after their gather round experience. Well,
the Bali one.
That's the kind of banner that they'll actually use.
But I've got two. I've got two for my boys in the blue and yellow.
You've got two Eagles.
So West Coast Eagles cheer squad, take note. The first, us winning? You think that looks wrong? Well, stuff your purple army. Watch Harley shut down Sarong.
Don't mind it.
Oh, come on.
That's not bad.
That's awful.
Well, I didn't mind it.
That's not bad. Right, big finish.
Probably need an extra 3 metres of banner. All right, big finish.
Come on.
Is Nick Nat listening to this? Because Nick Nat does the banners for West Coast. He's behind it.
As if. He helps out.
As if.
Our midfield is on point, and they won't disappoint. Big Bales versus Jackson. Make Jackson look like he relaxin'.
What is that? That is truly awful.
That is the worst
thing. If Sean Darcy falls on his arsey.
She's rhymed point with disappoint, which is lazy. Just
you
lazy.
You don't need two rhymes in the
and
first
then the
line,
Jackson
either.
Relaxing yep. thing.
That's pretty good.
Mate, that is some really.
It was pretty
that,
good.
That's dog awful.
Yeah. I'm not sure how we can follow on from that. Anyway, that's us done and dusted. 8 to 10 every Saturday. You can find us here in the Triple M Towers straight after us, the Saturday Rub. Who wins tonight? One word, quickly go.
Fremantle.
Go, Danny.
West Coast.
All right, that's
enjoy
us done.
Enjoy the game.
You'll hear the game live from 4 p.m. tonight, 92.9 Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.